Molly Sanderson. Introductory session. February 18th, 2013. Audio transcription. Session recorded with patient knowledge and consent. If you didn't want to come see me, I'm wondering why you're here. It's nothing personal. I didn't think it was. But even if it were, that would be okay too. Because everything's okay in therapy. You don't think much of the process.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not usually this belligerent. I didn't used to be anyway.
Grief can be a very powerful force.
And so, this is the person I am now? This is who I'm left with?
I don't know. Who are you now?
I have another child, you know. A little girl. Ella, she's 3. Anyway, she's the real reason I came. For 2 weeks after it happened, I didn't even get out of bed. I don't think I touched Ella once that entire time. Didn't hug her. Didn't tell her everything would be okay. I wasn't the only one who'd lost a baby. Ella lost the little sister she was so excited to meet. It was all she'd been talking about. Wait, I need a tissue. Sorry, just...
You don't have to apologize for being upset. You've experienced an incredible tragedy, Molly. Some would say losing a child is the single most traumatic experience a person can have.
Is that why I feel this way?
What way?
Like I died that day, too. And there's nothing that's going to bring me back.
Maybe we should start at the beginning. Molly, I think it's time you told me how you lost the baby. Molly. The sky through our large bay window was just beginning to brighten when I opened my eyes. Not quite morning. Not the alarm. Not yet. When the noise came again, I realized it was my phone vibrating on the nightstand. Eric Skenazy glowed on the screen in the darkness. "Is everything okay?" I answered without saying hello. In the 5 months I'd been working at the tiny but respectable Ridgedale Reader, the paper's contributing editor-in-chief had never once called me outside business hours. He'd had no reason to. As the Reader's arts, lifestyle, and human interest reporter, I covered stories that were hardly emergencies.
"Sorry to call so early."
Eric sounded tired or distracted, or something. I wondered for a second whether he'd been drinking. Eric was supposedly sober these days, but it was widely rumored that his drinking had gotten him fired from the Wall Street Journal. It was hard to imagine fastidious Eric, with his tall, rigid posture, swift military gait, and neat buzz cut ever being sloppy drunk. But there had to be a better explanation for a reporter of his caliber landing at the Reader, editor-in-chief or not, then his wife Nancy, a psychology professor at Ridgedale University, being tired of commuting to Ridgedale from New York City, where they'd lived when Eric was at the Journal. Not that I was one to judge. I'd gotten the staff position at the Reader thanks to Nancy being on the faculty welcoming committee. I didn't know how much Nancy had pressured Eric to hire me, or how desperate Justin had made my situation sound. But from the exceedingly kind, almost therapeutic way Nancy regarded me, I had my suspicions. And with only a law degree and a decade of legislative public policy experience for the National Advocates for Pregnant Women on my resume, I was fairly certain that I hadn't been the most qualified candidate for the staff reporter position. But Justin, now a tenured English professor thanks to Ridgedale University, had been right to do whatever it took to get me a fresh start. And writing for the Ridgedale Reader had given me unexpected purpose. I had only recently come to accept, after much grueling therapy, that the grief, flowing from me unchecked since the baby died, would continue until I forcibly turned off the spigot.